From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. In the United States, the presidential race, Democrats are set on showing a unified party with a positive vision for the country at the start of their convention Monday. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton and her vice president pick, Virginia Senator Tim Kaine, gave that message a test run Saturday before a crowd of enthusiastic supporters in Florida, where Kaine made a case why he believes Donald Trump is not suited to lead the country.
Trump saying he'd leave our allies at the mercy of an increasingly aggressive Russia. And folks, that's an open invitation to Vladimir Putin to just roll on in. Even a lot of Republicans say that that's terribly dangerous.
Clinton told the crowd in Miami that she and Kaine will offer a very different vision for America than the message of Donald Trump, who suggested at the Republican convention the U.S. is in a state of despair.
We will offer a very different vision for our country, one that is about building bridges, not walls. Embracing the diversity that makes our country great.
Clinton will formally accept the Democratic presidential nomination at the party's convention in Philadelphia next week. The Islamic State terror group says it's responsible for killing at least 80 people and wounding hundreds more in a suicide bombing attack at a protest rally in Kabul Saturday. A website linked to the Islamic State said the attack was meant to warn Afghanistan's ethnic Hazaras, who are mostly Shiites, to stop joining the Syrian government in its fight against the terror group. Friends and families of the victims of Saturday's attack in Kabul gathered for a vigil at the site.
They already have given their martyrs. They already have been killed, and they're not afraid of anything after this. I think